Today is Thursday, July the 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit earlier than usual. Sometimes I'm recording a little bit later than usual. Sometimes I'm recording a little bit earlier than usual. But today it's earlier because my last meeting just ended. It's 3:38 in the afternoon. I can't get this stupid song to fade out. It's 3:38 in the afternoon and my last meeting just ended and I really don't feel like doing any more work. And it's the day before a holiday day because in California, because they get flex days, they get flex PTO, which basically means they're not given a set number. They just take it off, you know, whenever they want, and it's not tracked at all. But, you know, it can have negative. I've talked about this before. The folks in California who have that wish that they had my PTO, which is we have a set number of days, and it depends on your seniority, like how many you have. Like, I have 31 days of PTO right now per year. And if I don't take them, I can roll over 5 of them, but everything else is lost. But it's given to me. So that's the amount I can take. I'm not supposed to take any more than that. And if I take less, like I say, 5 will roll over. But other than that, like you lose it. And in California, they don't roll anything over or anything like that. It's just like it's between you and your manager. It's unlimited. You know, whenever you need PTO, you take it. So what they say is the negative of that is that it can be used against you in evals and stuff like that. They can be like, oh, he takes too much vacation and doesn't get his work done. Whereas with us, you know, managers aren't really going to use vacation time against you because it's given to you. Like, it's an expected thing that you're going to take those days off. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, because they have flex days, they do have company holidays. And tomorrow is a company holiday for them. It's really weird because we're the same company. But in Arkansas, in our office in Arkansas, we don't have company holidays. So if I want to take a day off, I have to use my PTO in order to do it. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas Day, July 4th, whatever it is, that's all added in to your PTO. Regardless, you know, I took tomorrow off because most people that I work with are in California and they're not going to be working. And so because it's the day before a long weekend, you know, everybody tries to finish up early. So it was my last meeting. I didn't have anything to do. And so I stopped. So nothing new. I mowed last night. It took me about an hour and 15 minutes. Ugh, I was so tired. And, you know, I've like I said before, I think I've decided I'm going to mow. But the thing is, I don't know what lawnmower to buy. It's another expense. And I'm going to talk about the electrician in a moment. And then we have landscaping that I want to get done. That costs money. We have furniture we want to buy. That costs money. And, you know, and paying a lawnmower service or paying a lawn mowing service is a weekly thing that you would have to pay for. But buying a lawnmower is like a bulk expense up front, and maybe I'll get tired of mowing the lawn eventually. So I'm going back and forth, but this weekend my plan is to buy a lawnmower, and I'm probably just going to go to like Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere like that and buy one, because I could buy one on Amazon, but then you can't see it. You have no idea how big it is, because I need to be able to picture it, you know, to see if I think it's going to be the right size to handle my lawn. Well, the other thing is, even though I'm using a mulching lawnmower, we have an ungodly amount of mulch left after I mow, even only after a week. It's just, and it's a lot of weeds, I'm telling you this. I mean, our lawn is kind of medium green at the moment. It could be greener, but it's not brown. But a lot of the greenness is not the actual grass. It's like weeds that came up. And it's producing a lot of mulch. So I'm using this mulching mower, but I'm not bagging it because it's, oh my God, it's so much work to bag it. Like, Yeah, the lawnmower, and I don't even know. I'm borrowing my stepfather's, my parents' lawnmower, and so I'm literally driving it back and forth. When I finish mowing, I take it back to their house, and then we go pick it up the next week, which is going to end after this week because I'm going to buy a lawnmower. But I didn't bag the mulch because we don't even have a trash can big enough to hold all of these grass clippings every week. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that, because the problem is I think it's not good for the grass to have too much of that mulch on there. I mean, I literally could make bales of hay with how much mulch I have and the grass clippings. And the other thing are weed clippings. And the other thing is, I don't know what the other thing is. I completely forgot. But I mean, I'm not bagging it right now, but I am going to get a mower with a bag. But it takes so much extra time because you have to. I've had experience using a bag for a mower, and it gets full so fast. And my yard is pretty big, so I bet it would take double the amount of time to mow the lawn if I'm bagging the grass. And then I don't know where I'm going to put these clippings. And we have a limited number of bags per week that we can put for the waste pickup. So I don't know what I'll do, but anyway. I'm going to do that this weekend. So I mowed last night and I cooked really quick. We had eggs and rice and bacon because that was a really quick thing I could cook after I mowed. And then we already finished up Atypical, which is a show we had been watching on Netflix. Apparently, it has 3 seasons right now. And apparently they've announced that season 4 is going to be the last season. It's such a good show, though. I mean, it's about this guy with autism. He's in high school, and then he graduates to college during the show run. He does such a good job, in my opinion. I mean, and my niece is autistic, but she's still young. So it's hard to gauge like what she's going to behave like when she gets older. But in my opinion, he does a really good job, just like the guy on Good Doctor does a really good job as well. And we had finished that up, so we moved on to the Order. But I don't think I'm okay with it because I like anything with magic in it. But I think Mark is not really loving it all that much. And it's, you know, it's, I would say it's not top of the line sci-fi fantasy. I mean, I would say it's, you know, middling to lower quality as far as the acting is concerned and the special effects and stuff like that. But anyway, we watched that, and because we really don't have anything else to watch, and so we just, you know, we decided, okay, well, we'll continue to watch that, but he may be hating it, I don't know. And then today, I got the estimate back from the electrician, and it's a pretty high number, but it's kind of what I expected, and I'm okay with it. In my mind, I had kind of mentally budgeted, because I do not want to install all of these light switches. Plus, we own this house now, and I'm not an electrician, and I've always been scared when I've installed my own switches that I'll do something wrong and the house will catch on fire and burn down. And I really don't want our brand new house to get an electrical fire and it be my fault, and then the insurance refused to pay or something because I've done something wrong. I'm not an electrician, so I feel confident in paying the money that I need to pay to get it done correctly. I feel like that's a responsible decision to make. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be $1,500. I don't know why I'm telling you guys all this, but it's going to be $1,500, but they're running... They're running 3 Ethernet jacks from my network switch closet. I mean, where the network switch is going to be, to various places that I want them. So one in the living room behind the TV so we can hardwire the TV into the network. And then one here in the studio so I can have a hardwired connection to the internet here at my computers and everything that I used to do live streaming. And then one in the office. Although we're up in the air on that one because Mark said he doesn't need it. And then they need to fish the line. When Cox came to install the internet, they couldn't get the line into the house. There's a pipe that's supposed to be used to like pull the wires up into this box where all the wires kind of end, where they terminate. And Cox could not get it fished correctly. And he told me, oh, well, you'll probably need an electrician to do this. I don't know. He couldn't do it for whatever reason. And so they're going to do that as well. And then overall, they're going to install about 35 light switches. And these are all home automation light switches. So, but the thing is, this morning, so I decided, after he sent me the quote, I decided I wanted to change. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I decided I wanted to change what I was doing. So I have these really fancy switches called Brilliant. You can look them up, brilliant.tech or something, I think is the website. And they have a touch screen. And so you can, it's like a little cell phone screen or something on each one of the switches, but they're super expensive. I bought them when we moved in, at some point when we moved into our last house, and I installed them myself, but they were a pain in the butt. And so originally I had one sort of configuration that he and I discussed when he came out to do it, but this configuration would put all of the Brilliant switches in the living room. So all four of those screens would be in the living room. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. Because the screen, the convenient thing about the screen is it, you can control any switch in your entire house from that screen. So you can, you know, call up any room in the house and then you can control any switch. Not just switches, you can control other things. You can control the thermostat, you can, like the Nest thermostat, you can control other home automation stuff. And it's really convenient, you know. I mean, granted, we don't use the screens a lot. We mostly use our Amazon Echo, and we just say, hey Echo, it's bedtime, and I have something programmed in that shuts all the lights off, turns the fan on in the bedroom, you know, does all that. So mostly we use voice, or like when we walk into a room, we'll say, hey Echo, turn on main floor lights, and then, you know, the Echo will turn on the lights. So mostly we use, anyway, so, but I wanted to reconfigure it. I wanted to put one of these Brilliant switches in the studio, one in the living room or kitchen, one in the master bedroom, and one in the office. So we'd have a screen in each of those rooms. And then I'm going to do Belkin switches, which are much cheaper on all the other ones. So I had to call him today. I have this whole notebook full of like what I want to do. I feel like I'm an electrician now or something. But all right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.